Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
How about your brain? Your BQ, your brain quotient, is enhanced by listening, if I do say so myself, to those of us on the DJV program, including me. I'm Doug Steffen. I have lots to say, and most of it is pretty intelligent. Right, ladies? Don't you agree? You agree with that?
Very
yes,
smart.
Come on. Yes, 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 of course. Wait a minute. Victoria.
I'm just chuckling a little. I know, right? If you have to ask.
Really? Jennifer is here, Victoria is here, Carrie's here. The Snickerdoodle twins are at it.
I think I like that, actually.
Really?
Karen and I are the Snickerdoodle
twins. Yeah, right. Hi, Jennifer. Speak for yourself, will you please? What's going on here? All of this. Jennifer is our television reporter, and I think that she thinks that our brains are rotting away with all the stuff we're seeing. I think that's true to a point. And maybe movies too. I remember when I was a kid, my mother used to say, I've always loved going to the movies. Even when I was a youngster, I liked going to the movies. So if I went to the movies either by myself or with a friend or two, and I'd come home and want to watch something on television, my mother would say, no, you can't. You've already seen enough video for today. That's it. Can't see any more. When we go to the movies and then you come home and you watch television, perhaps. By the way, I saw Knives Out last night. What a great movie.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Fabulous cast. And it's just it's a hoot. And it was filmed kind of around the corner from me, and I'd forgotten that. But it was very, very well, done. If you haven't seen it. And that sort of bolsters what I've been saying last couple of weeks. A lot of good movies around. But I know, as an aside, there's an award that has gone to the Irishman or whatever it is that I don't even begin to get. I think that's all political.
I just have zero interest in it.
Yeah, it's just another one of the same Scorsese kind of. It's the same. I think his movies are all the same. It's the same story over and over and over again. But yet he has the political clout to get attention for his movies, and I think that's the way it is. That, you know, we talk about politics, and we think that politics applies, or at least the implication is that politics applies to running government and things like that. But there's politics in business, politics in entertainment. It's all politics as to sometimes what people get recognized for doing. All right, having said that, Jennifer, how is the big boob tube rotting our brains?
Well, the question that I have for all of you, fess up and honest, is how many hours of television do you watch every single day?
I probably about an hour.
Okay. Mm. Victoria?
Depends on what's going on and what night it is.
Oh, I would say probably a couple of hours, because I have it on sometimes in the background when I'm working, but I don't pay that much attention to it until we watch stuff at night. So I would say maybe two and a half, three.
Okay.
Two and a half.
Kara?
I think mine varies significantly from day to day. So during the week, almost none, unless, like, no one else is around in the evening. On Friday nights, I might, you know, binge watch, like, 2 hours of, you know, the Great British Baking Show or some other silly trivia show. But it depends how, you know, the TV's on here at work all the time, and it's in the background. So is that also killing my brain?
Mm. Yeah, see, that's what I would
say. Depending on what you watch,
because
yeah, I would say yes.
I only actively have time to watch literally 1 hour of television every single day. I come home from work, I watch 1 hour of TV, and then it's off to bed. But I always have news going. I've always got something going. The average person, and Victoria, you're the closest, at least in if people are being honest in their admissions. On a day-to-day basis, the average adult watches TV for 3 to 3.5 hours.
Wow.
That is 1,248 hours every single year. And in people's lifetime, the average person will watch more than 78,000 hours of television in an average life. That's pretty incredible.
Right.
Now, 6 in 10 adults admit that they would be lost without their TV set. Television has become kind of our comfort blanket. Before we go to bed at night, it keeps us company.
Yep.
And there was
a
survey. Yeah, this information comes from a survey of about 2,000 Brits. So this isn't even Americans. These are Brits that find the average TV viewer watching 78,705 hours of programming, whether that's movies, sports, news in their lifetime, which is a whole lot of screen time that, I don't know, could have been probably more productively spent. LG, the TV company, commissioned this, and they broke down the numbers even further. They concluded that the average adult will watch 3,639 movies at home, 31,507 episodes of TV during their lifespan. And as far as different programs, the average person will watch, get this, 11,278 different television series in their lifetime.
Oh, wow.
Except for Doug, who's got Madam Secretary, and that's it.
Right.
I like Blue Bloods. I like Chicago PD. Speaking of, there are a lot of things that come into the fold here. I don't have it on as background, although I was thinking it ought to be on maybe when Daisy's home by herself. I normally take her with me, but the weather's been so bad here the last 3 or 4 days that I haven't taken her with me. I was out yesterday on a tractor and a backhoe trying to clean out the driveways, and she can't. She wants to come, but she can't. So I'm thinking I should leave the TV on just for company. And I get the biggest kick out of some of the noises that come out. I was watching something with horses, and the horses were making noise, and Daisy's looking, turning her head around.
My cat loves hockey. That's no
really?
Joke. She'll sit on the couch straight up looking at the television when I watch hockey games. Yes.
Wow. How about that?
I think she likes the puck.
I mean, well, yeah, Doug, it's the same thing. It's like a little laser on the TV that she has to follow.
Yeah, it's the puck, yeah. But, Doug, you should get dog TV for Daisy. Dogs really, I've seen so many people say that their dogs are obsessed with dog TV.
What channel is it? How do you find it?
It's a subscription that you just let it play on your TV, and it's designed for dogs to sit and watch. Yeah.
Huh.
It's actually called Dog TV.
So you have to, is it like Hulu and
Yeah, but
Prime
it's cheap. It's like, I don't know, $2 a month or something like that. I don't have it on, I'll look it up and send you the link. But apparently, like, our former dog trainer actually recommended it for our dog, Bentley.
You know, that's such a stupid idea. Why didn't we think of it?
I know, right?
What, dog TV?
Yeah. Some jerk is making our $2
subscription. Wait a minute. We better have cow TV if we got dog TV. Time for cow TV. Let's have cow TV.
Cow TV would be interesting. I guess it would be very relaxing. Yeah.
Jennifer,
it would just be cows standing there eating, chomping, and then farting.
Cut.
That would be it.
Adding to the methane problems of the
exactly.
Of the
That's what a lot of people do while they watch TV. By the way, 2,943 hours are spent deciding what to watch in your lifetime.
Who did this survey? Where did it come from?
LG commissioned it, but it was done in England.
England, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, here's some listening advice for those of you who want to learn how to cook. Farm-to-table cooking is the focus on our latest podcast of the American Family Farmer. So if you want to learn some highlights of farm-to-table cooking, then you should find the most recent podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is the address for, you can find it anytime. It's like all the other podcasts we have. You can go to DougStefan.com or to the American Family Farmer. Actually, I don't think the V is necessary. No, it's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Learn how to cook using farm-to-table concepts.
Hey there, it's Paul. Sprint's holiday deals are so big, I need help spreading the word.
That's where I come in! Snowman Paul here!
Hurry in and switch to save your family money on the Samsung Galaxy S10 for $0 a month on a Sprint Flex lease.
Yep, $0 a month for the Galaxy S10!
Plus, Sprint is offering a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. You know what that means.
It means that you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself?
That's right, but you don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out for 30 days and love it, or get your money back. Thanks for your help, Snowman Paul.
No problem. I'm a snowman. I was literally built for this.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10, $0 per month after $37.50 per month. Credit applied within two bills with approved credit, 18-month lease, and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new line of service.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with 400,000 members. They've shared over $2 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. And with MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And that's a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we'd make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I'm trying to figure out what Romney said, Senator Romney from Utah, former presidential candidate, used to be governor of Massachusetts. He gets around. He has said he didn't think there was a conspiracy with Ukraine interfering in our election. So does that mean he thinks the Russians were the ones that messed with the election? What does this mean?
There are people who think Russia interfered in the election, and there are people who think Ukraine interfered in the election, and there are people who think both interfered in the election. And I think the people who think both interfered in the election are probably right. This conversation got started because Senator Kennedy from Louisiana came out and said that he knew that Ukraine interfered in the election, and people started taking him to task and tearing him up, saying there was no evidence Ukraine interfered in the election back in 2016. So Romney was asked about it, and he made the comment he didn't know about interference. The truth is, there was interference because Ukraine actually turned over information to try to nail Paul Manafort, who was a campaign manager for Trump at the time, to get him out of the way to make things a little bit easier for Hillary Clinton, or so they thought, by casting the Trump campaign into turmoil. But they didn't realize that the Trump campaign strives on turmoil.
Right. Exactly.
Their
right.
plot was foiled when they realized that turmoil is the name of the game, baby.
Yeah.
The sad thing is that everybody's got a take and everybody believes it to be fact. You just really have to follow all these little pieces of storylines that have been coming out over the last couple of years before you can develop a big picture of what really happened.
All right. So what really is the end goal of the administration asking the Supreme Court to lift the lower court order preventing executions of federal inmates? What are we gaining or losing? Who is he speaking to here?
Well, they want to get people off death row, I guess, and start executions again. But we've seen so many times how many people have had their convictions overturned because of DNA. I think this is a dangerous thing that we're moving towards. But William Barr, the Attorney General, he's been pushing for it.
Why, though? What's the
end? He must like the death penalty. I don't know.
There are a lot of people who were sentenced to the death penalty, and then they just sit, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait.
And a lot of those people have been exonerated, though, while they're waiting.
And a lot of those people never actually got the punishment that was doled out for some of the horrific crimes that they committed, like Richard Ramirez, who just died in prison waiting to be executed.
Swift justice is not a factor anymore. 21 after the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'd spend 10,000 hours, 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweet heart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm gonna love.
Sounds like how much time they spent watching TV. It's Dan and Shay. Winner, as it brings itself, it's all of its ugliness all upon us who really have gotten an early taste of winter. So now maybe you'll feel better because the country fans looking forward to next summer's jams. Well, first one is the country jam lineup. That information is available now as to who's going to be in that country jam. Dan and Shay are going to headline along with Kane Brown and Toby Keith. It's a four-day country affair set to take place at the Jam Ranch outside of Grand Junction, Colorado, from June 18th to June 21st. Nice to be talking about next June, isn't it, huh? Do we wish our lives away? Do we cause some of the anxiety we create ourselves, kind of, because we're so eager for the next thing? We can hardly
wait. That's you. You know, as soon as Memorial Day hits, you're like, yeah, well, get ready for Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, Kane Brown headlines Thursday, Dan and Shay Friday, Keith on Sunday. Saturday headliner announced in early January. Looks like that's not arranged yet. Also on the roster, Blanco Brown, Dustin Lynch, Jody Messina, Craig Morgan, Mitchell Tenpenny, Clay Walker, Elaney Wilson. I guess there's some more people that are going to be lined up as well. More supporting acts announced when they have the Saturday headliner. Tickets for Country Jam and campsites that surround the area available on the 5th. Actually, December 5th is upon us. 10 o'clock Mountain Time, all right? How about that? Go to countryjam.com if you want to get in on the tickets early before the prices are really crazy. So what does it cost for a day pass to go to something like this that's 4 days long? A couple hundred bucks? What is it? I don't...
Probably. I don't know. I've never been to anything like this.
I mean, Stagecoach used to be, Stagecoach was like 3 days, and that was like $200. Now it's closer to $5. Now that
$200 a day or $200 for the whole
thing? For the weekend. Now it's about $500 for the weekend.
And don't they have a lot of food trucks or food things or things you can do all around the
That's not included in the price, though, I don't think.
No.
No, you get to pay another $100 for some chicken tenders and a beer.
Yum!
Winning!
26 after the hour on the DJV program. More music now. Leonard Skinner has announced the dates for their farewell tour with Travis Tritt. Another farewell tour.
This is their. This one's been going on for a while.
For three years.
Yeah, this is a long. It's a long goodbye.
Bye bye. So long. Arrivederci. New dates for the last of the Street Survivor farewell tour, starting March 7th down in Savannah. Tour continues through California, Nevada, Mississippi, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Kentucky. An interesting combination of visitations. On the 31st of July next year, the newly announced dates will close out at White River State Park in Indianapolis. Let's see here. Johnny Van Zandt said, We've said we want to play every venue and market we've ever visited around the world one last time and even some places we haven't. So, we get to see all of Skinner Nation. How about them? We're getting close now, getting closer and closer to achieving that goal. The career-concluding farewell tour logged 100 stops so far in our country. Last couple of years, they've been all over the world as well. Tickets go on sale to the public Friday morning, 10 o'clock local time. How popular are Leonard Skinner around the world, other countries?
People are buying tickets, so that's why the tour keeps going, I guess so,
Right. Keep them coming. Keep those cash, keep the the checks and letters coming, please. 28 after on the DJV program.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an update that USA Radio News has been working on from last night through this morning, a U.S. sailor fatally shot two civilian Defense Department employees and wounded a third at Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard in Hawaii before killing himself. Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick said the civilian shipyard worker who was wounded is in stable condition. The gunman has been tentatively identified as being assigned to the USS Columbia submarine, which was in dry dock at the base for for maintenance. Military personnel were worried about their comrades on the base.
You know, it is 100% real, you know. If it wasn't, then all this wouldn't be happening. Our first response is to come here, you know. We have dozens of friends that live on base, live, you know, are still on board and things like that.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley said that the president had been briefed on the shooting and was monitoring the situation the entire time. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
The DJV program, 34 after the hour, the likes of Jennifer Horn, right here, right now. Victoria Keelan,
right here,
right now. Kara Schillen, right here, right now. Duggar is here. All right, so you have a story for us, do you, Victoria?
Well, it's a bit of a controversy that's been trending since, for a while now, I guess. It won't go away. The Peloton ad that has been heard around the world. Now, Peloton, if you're not familiar, is a stationary bike that goes in your home, and it has a video screen attached to it. And so you actually watch a streaming spin class, and so you participate in that spin class. And it's a live, actual live spin class. I think they tape them in New York and L.A., and so the bike is not cheap. It's about $2,300 to buy the Peloton bike. And this ad, the newest ad, has a lot of people up in arms because for several reasons. First, in the beginning of the ad, a woman who is married, her husband gives her a Peloton bike for Christmas. although she doesn't seem to have asked for the Peloton bike, she kind of has like a surprised face. We're not really sure if she's happy about it or if she's insulted. Not really sure.
She's filing for divorce in her mind.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, this is also a very thin woman already. So just keep that in mind because that's something that a lot of
people... Is this why a woman weighed 114 pounds and a year later she weighed 110?
Somebody made that joke, but that's kind of like, yeah, someone made that joke, but that's kind of what it looks like.
Now I know
it's So she starts her Peloton journey, and she's making these, like, video blogs, and I don't know, the whole thing is just kind of stupid, but she's in this fabulous, like, Boston mansion, and she's got, and it's got people comment about, you know, the floor-to-ceiling windows, and, you know, and how it's no big deal to just buy your wife a $2,300 bike and the whole thing. And then at the end of it, yes, she's, like, really into it, and Grace from Boston is being shouted out on from the Peloton instructor, and then it's springtime, and apparently she says it has transformed her life, even though it's, you know, like you said, Doug, people have made comments like, oh, she was 114 pounds, now she's 112, go Grace from Boston. So I don't really know why specifically that this has gotten so much attention, but people will not stop talking about this ad. I think that we've got, like, sort of an elitism factor. We've got some sexism in here, some, you know, don't give your wife an exercise gift that she didn't ask for. I think there's a lot of that going on. And so people are just really hating on this ad. And you know, the Peloton CEO, which is also pretty tone deaf, and I think that's a part of this whole ad, it's like, well, who is this market? And it's $2,245 for the bike. And the CEO of Peloton, John Foley, actually said on CNN Business that he thinks the bike is, quote, crazy affordable. So, that's his exact quote. Exactly. That's his exact quote.
Time frame is like you buy a car, maybe $100 a month or something, but hello.
Yeah, okay, so he says just it's crazy affordable.
To put it in context, this is so funny. So I was at my dad's birthday party. One of our friends who will spend Christmas Eve with us, Dougie,
complimented. Are you talking about me or somebody I'm going to be with?
Yes, on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And so she was complimenting my jacket, which was, it's a pleather jacket, which I'm very proud of my pleather, my faux leather. And so she goes, oh my gosh, I love this jacket. Well, I tried to get her the same one, but it was already sold out online. So then I went around and found her. I typed in on Macy's faux leather jacket, and all the leather jackets came up. And they're like $600. And I thought to myself, I have nothing in my closet that I wear that costs $600. I just don't.
Fake leather? $600?
Yeah, no, I mean, this was actually like a real leather jacket that popped up in the search results. But I thought to myself, I'm like, gosh, you know, it's so funny how I have a lot of stuff. And I would rather have a lot of stuff and pay less for it than like one really expensive item. But I know a lot of people feel the opposite way. They want to have one really good thing and it costs a bazillion dollars. But it stuns me that there are people wandering around in $600 jackets wearing $1,000 shoes. And it's just so funny how it's not part of your reality. Like a $2,300 bike.
Bike. Yeah.
Yeah.
$2,300.
And you also still have to, Kara just looked this up, you also still have to pay a monthly subscription.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's another $40 a month.
My cousin just got the Peloton bike, and she absolutely loves it. But
why? What is there about, what's different about it?
Well, you get to do spin class from home. I go to spin class, but I need to actually
stationary
get
bike
my butt to the class.
Right, you can't ride it out in the street.
It's an exercise bike, is what
it's an exercise bike. Yeah,
yeah.
Hmm. But it's So it's
all
it's,
bikes by definition are exercise bikes. That's kind of silly exercise bike.
But you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's not a mountain bike. It's not a 10-speed. Like it's an exercise bike. It's a totally different handlebar and the whole thing. And you clip into it. But I don't know. Kara and I were talking about this. You have to be really disciplined. If you want to make space in your home for a Peloton, you have to really, unless you just don't care and you throw the money away, I don't know. But if you're really going to try to use it, you have to be disciplined. I go to spin class 3 times a week, but I like actually going to the class because it motivates me.
There's a social side to it, too, isn't there?
Well, no, but no, I don't like talking to people. But I like being in the class because, you know, you're surrounded by people who are doing
radio person, but I don't want to talk to anybody.
I don't have time for that.
Radio has made me so antisocial.
Great.
I talked for 3 hours. I'm done. But I do like being in the presence of other people doing the workout because it keeps you going. If you're at home, you kind of don't have any accountability. At least for me. I'm kind of a lazy
workout. I am with you. I think there are a lot of things I want to do that require other people being around. I don't know why it feels like that, but it is. It may be participation, whatever. Maybe you get an upliftment from others. Maybe
you get shamed into doing it, too. Yeah. Like, if you're the only one not doing it, then the instructor can look at you and be like, come on.
So, Jennifer, our friends at PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, apparently are not doing their job. I know it's very difficult to absorb this. The state of California has found that PG&E did not inspect or maintain the aging power lines that led to the campfire last year. This is important for a number of reasons, but helps move along the lawsuits, right, that are supposed to be. I have a friend whose son was the first one killed in that fire, and they still are not aware of what they're going to get and how it's going to be decided what they get. So, this report found PG&E employees hadn't climbed towers since 2001 to inspect them. That's just, these people don't deserve to be in business. What should happen is that some other company is appointed by the California Public Utilities Commission to take over PG&E's whatever they have. If they're a public utility, they need public support, if you will, and they also need, I suppose, public oversight, and they don't have whoever's supposed to be overseeing, they're not doing that. Is the state of California is much to blame for this? Somebody should be shooing the hell out of the state of California.
Well, the state of California is a lot to blame for this because not only are there failures with too many regulations and not enough brush clearance and all of those other things, but with PG&E particularly, and this is, I think we talked about it actually, the state of California has insisted that part of their revenue goes to green initiatives instead of to doing what clearly PG&E needs to do, which is updating infrastructure and making sure that their power grid is safe.
Where's the common
sense
here?
That money has to go to green initiatives because they're operating in California. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. There's no common sense whatsoever. We've lost it. Lost common sense. Just none of it there. Meanwhile,
because you know what's really good for the environment is a big raging fire that kills people.
Exactly.
Right. Screws up the air.
Fabulous. Yep, very good. The story of Baby Yoda. How many people are up on this? Raise your hands, please.
I haven't seen Baby the Mandalorian yet, but oh
I'm
my
a big
gosh.
Yoda fan.
Baby
I've got
Yoda's
Yoda
adorable.
Posters. I have the picture that Jennifer gave me of Charlotte, my darling, up on the wall. Here in front of me, two pictures of my children, picture of my grandson, and a Yoda poster. I think Yoda is fabulous, as far as I'm concerned. Yoda can do no wrong. So this creepy, though, kind of baby Yoda thing is all over the place.
It's not creepy. He's really cute.
No, he's adorable.
Really?
I like he's adorable.
Well, how do you not think Baby Yoda is as cute as Big Yoda? Or
he's
slightly
real Yoda.
Larger Yoda.
He's just a baby. Yeah.
10 inches. That's it. Right? That's all. The little.
That's adorable.
Really? Would you want one
how
for Christmas?
How do you not think that? Wait a second. You love Yoda, but I don't understand why you have beef with Baby Yoda.
I don't know. It just looks the. I don't know. The way it's presented, the way I'm looking at a picture of it, just doesn't look.
He's so cute. Little Baby Yoda.
He doesn't have any wrinkles yet.
No wrinkles. That's good. Yeah.
He's like wrapped in a little blanket.
I don't understand.
Not cute about that.
You really have a special skill for finding stuff to not like about like even the most adorable things. Like
I don't
Baby
know. There's
Yoda.
Something about I don't know. The you know, it just kind of doesn't do it for me. What do you want from me? I was wondering what all of the excitement. You know, with the Star Wars thing. What is it coming? The trilogy is over, or whatever it is. They'll come up with new Star Wars themes, obviously, but I don't want to think that Yoda's going away, frankly. I don't know,
well,
Yoda
Yoda's already long gone.
He's gone away. Yeah.
Yeah, he's long gone in the new ones, so this is a way to get a dose. Yeah, I know, right? This is a way to get a dose of Baby Yoda now, because this is like a prequel.
Okay. Ah, tough to give up on some of those old loves. I loved Yoda. I loved Yoda from the beginning.
Oh, you are so funny.
I was a Yoda lover from way back.
Yep, Yoda lover.
Yeah, the way to find out, if you'd like to find a way or understand how prayer is the key to healing, an episode, the most recent episode of Your Hidden Power at yourhiddenpowershow.com does just that. It gives you the key to healing through prayer. If you believe, as I do, that prayer or group think is a way to move things, move the needle, then you'll enjoy this conversation. I think you'll find it educational. It's Your Hidden Power, number 121 podcast that we do every week, yourhiddenpowershow.com, to find out how prayer can be the key to healing. yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Ally celebrating Thanksgiving, recognizing customers who selflessly give by giving them something to help keep the goodwill going. Allies for Mina Harris Mitchell.
At Ally, we look for an opportunity to say thank you in a very meaningful way, and that's what Thanksgiving is all about.
Ally made surprise visits to customers like Ryan from Oregon, who lost his father to addiction and now helps others in recovery find homes and jobs.
We are going to donate $35,000 in your father's name, and we think that that will take care of 10 people there.
And Angel, a military veteran from Texas, who after making the decision to sell her home and live in a hotel with her daughter, still devotes much of her time to volunteering at a nursing home and a local food bank.
We have rented this beautiful home for you and your daughter for the next year.
And Vince, a dance instructor who struggles under art education budget cuts to keep his dance programs funded in underserved schools in Southern California.
Ally is going to fund the visual and performing arts program for another year.
Ally documented these inspiring stories. Check out their video at ally.com.
Honey, listen to this. Our dog and our cat both need pet care products, right?
Uh-huh.
And it costs us a small fortune to buy pet care products. There must be a place online that sells them for less.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just found it. SmartClickPetCare.com.
Uh-huh.
The company behind it is Budget Pet Care, known for top quality. And they've got all the brand name products. Frontline, Advantage, Revolution, HeartGuard, Capstar, and more. All at great prices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why should we pay more? SmartClickPetCare.com will help us save. Honey, are you listening to me?
Yes, dear. But let's hear what the radio announcer has to say.
Right now, get an extra 10% off plus free shipping on your order at SmartClickPetCare.com. SmartClickPetCare.com. Hey, that's a cute dog and cat you have there.
Oh, thanks.
Pay less for quality pet care products. SmartClickPetCare.com.
This is sponsored by Office Depot. For small business owners, being flexible with your work environment is critical to establishing and growing your business. No matter where you run your business from, there are a few important resources to have in place to ensure that your operations are productive, efficient, and a step ahead of your customers' needs. Mona Bell, Product Manager of Consumer Printing at Epson.
Make sure you know what tools your business needs to function smoothly and choose efficient, cost-effective equipment to meet those needs. Many forward-thinking business owners are investing in a cartridge-free printer, like the Epson EcoTank Monochrome SuperTank. They are high-quality, reliable printers that free you from expensive ink and toner cartridges.
Available exclusively at Office Depot and Office Max, the Epson EcoTank Wireless SuperTank printers also allow you to print thousands of pages with each refill, giving you the convenience to focus on what's most important for your business. Find available product information and services at officedepot.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In the person of the cow lover of Warren Eckstein. Everybody loves Warren. It's hard not to love the guy. How do you not love a guy who loves pets, animals as much as Warren does? You can't not love the guy. And if you're a fan of the Pet Show, you understand what I'm talking about. If you aren't, then get to become a fan of the Pet Show. Go, you can follow Warren on Facebook, facebook.com/thepetshow. Every weekend, all across the country, he gives great advice. Been doing it for, 19, when did Marconi, the radio start? 1929, right? So didn't you start in 1939?
I think it was 31.
31! Perfect. All right. Pets. And, how to do, I come across this, honestly, because of my experience with the place that I'm renting down the street from you, Warren, the way that people decide whether or not you can have a pet or not, you know, the ads that say pet friendly and they check the box off, or they always say call because they want to know how big the dog is. They want to see pictures of the dog. And so 90% I found of renters answering a survey have a pet. Half of those who don't have a dog or a cat plan to get one, et cetera, et cetera. But they say that they have, if you're going to rent, if even if you don't have a pet, if they're pet friendly, then you're more likely to rent that apartment than if they are not. Did you know that? I suppose that's probably.
I didn't know that, but it just makes common sense. Let's face it, 60% of the population are pet guardians, so it just makes sense that when you go
only
to rent.
60%?
I think it's 60%.
The number would be larger than that.
Maybe it's a couple of points large. You know what's interesting, though? In over the years, I've actually had to write letters evaluating someone's dog or a cat in some cases before they rented the apartment. The landlord wanted to get a note from their veterinarian, a note from a behaviorist about the dog. So, yeah, it's very tough. And at one point, you know, it was interesting. At one point in California, what they were going to do is they were going to give you a tax break if you rented apartments to people with pets.
Really?
And the reason
I'm entitled to a pet to a tax break then.
They would owe me money. Are you kidding?
Right, exactly.
but the
I saw that some these apartments are charging $200 for a pet deposit if you move in. Like, I signed a one-year lease for this place that I'm going to. I don't at the moment feel like I want to own property because California is getting crazier every minute.
No, really?
I know that's news to you. But I find it interesting to see what people, I wonder around the country as people listen to this, if you are not owning your own place. For example, Kara, you were in an apartment. And you have a cat in there. Did you have to put a deposit down
for
the
cat?
First
of all, I don't own a cat.
She doesn't have a cat.
I never have.
She has a cat, but she doesn't. But
isn't there a cat in there?
No. There never has been. Shows how much you listen to me.
I have two dogs, and we have to pay. We have to pay a $500 deposit that we will never get back, and then we have to pay $50 a month for rent for the dogs.
Yeah,
so we'll pay an extra $100 a month for rent.
Really? Every single apartment. Some apartment complexes don't let animals in at all, but every single one where they do allow animals, you have to pay every single month
you
to have
rent
that pet there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
It's a racket. Here's a story that a lot of people may not be aware of, and I know, Victoria, this doesn't apply to you right now, but lots of apartments and condos around the country now, if you do take your dog and the dog is accepted into the building, you must give a sample of your dog's DNA before moving
in. I've heard of that. Yep.
And the reason for that is because if they find poop on the ground in that area,
they will test it
to match the DNA. And if the DNA matches your dog, the first time there's a fine, second time there's a fine, third time the fine goes up. You know what it is? I don't blame the apartment owners. I blame the irresponsible pet guardians that are out there that do what I call the fake poop cleanup. You ever seen these people? The dog poops. They make believe they're cleaning up. There's nothing in the bag. They just continue to walk. The fake poop scoop, I call it. So it's the irresponsible pet guardian very often is the person that causes the grief to other people that are legitimate, like yourself or Kara and her imaginary cat.
You know, I'm looking at this is something very touching. The service dog who was with George H.W. Bush, his name was Sully, in the final years of his life. Do you see what they did? The family has done a bronze statue of the dog to be in the same venue as the remains of the Bushes. I thought that the dog's still alive, but I thought it was kind of a touching tribute to the dog. And how important
a great tribute. And, you know, over the years, thousands of years, a lot of times when someone passes away, their dog or their cat or their pet is actually buried or interned with them just because of that close relationship.
Yeah, exactly. For our next time, check out the Pet Show at thepetshow.com, please, and thank you.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.